Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts. How are you feeling? Are you okay? I know it's the unofficial end of summer, but it's really pretty official. It's done. It's over. The good times have passed. It's time to put on some hard shoes and some long pants and just finally admit it. Your summer fun is done. I'm here with my buddy Paul, who is back in the throes of Alaska, his second home.
That's right. It's my I'm here at my endangered wildlife reserve. I'm protecting the animals.
No, and I am in Chicago, Illinois, where I am guest hosting on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me this Saturday.
All right. Who are the who
it's
are
a big
the people?
One.
Do you know who's on? Is it our friend Paula?
I know Paula Poundstone is on the show.
All right.
And two other very funny people who I don't remember. Bim, I forget how to say her last name. Namaroonin Bim Nabanoobadibi from BuzzFeed. I did it with her before. She's really funny. And Amy something. It's going to be good. It's going to be really good. And I'm very excited. I'm here in Chicago, and I'm in a office building at NPR. And we're going over all of the subjects for the show. And on Thursday night, we will record it, and they'll edit it, and you guys will hear it on Saturday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So is that?
Are you being attacked by a bear? I hear weird noise.
Oh, really?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Do you hear anything?
What's that?
Which noise?
Yeah. Are you snowshoeing?
No, there's no noise. It might just be the phone. I can't hear it on the mic, though.
Oh.
Is it just you?
I could hear it. Oh. It was like sounded like snowshoes walking through the snow.
Oh no, we might be being eavesdropped by the Russians. We're close to the border. That might be it.
Where are you? What are you looking at right now?
I'm in Juneau, Alaska. I'm looking at the glacier, the only glacier left. It's right in front of me.
The one glacier.
Yep, we got one left. And it's beautiful. It's a little rainy, but there's a lot of mountains up here, Tom. There's, I think, 18 of the top 20 in the North America are in Alaska. So
amazing. That sounds pretty exciting. So you're getting on a boat, or you got off a boat? What's happening?
I'm on the boat right now. I get to go off and enjoy the sights and sounds of Juneau until about 9 o'clock tonight, and then we go to Sitka, Alaska, and then I believe it's Skagway, maybe. There's only like three cities
Skagway.
Up here. You were here, right? Didn't you ride your motorcycle up here or something?
No, I never rode my motorcycle up there. I went backpacking in Denali in the national park.
Oh yeah.
And it's funny, somebody actually wrote an editorial for the New York Times on Sunday, and it was big. It was like, you know, almost a full page on the Sunday Times about their hiking through Denali and making it into this kind of pontificating about this wonderful excursion and what they discovered about themselves. And I started reading like the first half of it and was like, I've done all this. It was like, man, I don't think this is a well, worthy of a New York Times op-ed.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that it does make clear to me is that as much as we both liked the Free Solo movie, I don't think I'll ever be into mountain climbing. It's just such a... It's a monstrous thing. Like, you're just looking... I mean, you're looking at, like, 3 days ahead of you, basically, if you're looking at a mountain here.
Yeah, mountain climbing. I'm not doing mountain climbing either. A nice hike, a nice somewhat strenuous hike, that could be nice.
Yeah,
but I don't need to be...
But they will hike shame you,
I don't need
you,
to be
Tom.
Doing any of that stuff.
They will hike shame you.
I don't...
You'll start walking on your way back, and people will just be like, huh, look at this guy. And then they're just going right up past you.
Hey, we have some good dates coming up, everybody, we would like you to know about. This weekend, I will be in, on Friday, I'll be in Fish Creek, Wisconsin, which is this little, kind of like little finger of Wisconsin off to the east, and I'm playing the Door Count Community Auditorium, and then I'm going to Red Wing, Minnesota on October 4th, and then... on October 11th, St. Cloud, Minnesota. If you look at my website on tompapa.com, there's about 10 dots on the map that are all in the Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan area. I am the king of the upper Midwest. And then we've got some good dates coming up in Denver and Detroit. And then it looks like... I shouldn't even say it out loud, but it looks like I'll be recording my special in Newark, New Jersey at the end of October. But I'm just whetting your appetite with that. I'll give you more details as I learn about them. But that will be a huge one that which we'll need a lot of movement on. But go to tompapa.com and check out all of those sweet dates. And then in between there is... some appearances in New York doing live from here, where that show is only broadcasting now from New York City, where it used to move around the country. Now it's found its new home in New York City at Town Hall, and I have a bunch of those dates as well.
That sounds like it's better for you.
PaulHasAWebsite.com. Yeah, it's better for me. Yeah, I love New York. And go to PaulHasAWebsite.com, and you can find out all of Paul's little dates. It's funny how you're starting to... This was the first trip. I know it's like the unofficial end of summer, and it really is. But it was the first trip where it's like, I think I have to bring a jacket to where I'm going.
Ah, that sucks.
I know.
What?
So are you excited for... This is the first week of football. Are you into it?
Well... I did my fantasy draft last night, which I don't think you've... Have you ever done, like, a full, like, team? You just bet on the games, right?
I do, yeah, I don't do a fantasy thing, no.
Yeah, so basically the big draft is usually, like, on the Monday before the season starts. And so our own Saquon Barkley was ranked the number one fantasy player. Is that crazy? He's like the guy.
Really?
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Not only are they thinking he's going to do as good as last year, but he's probably going to be the best running back again. So.
Wow, that's impressive. How are you feeling about the New York Giants?
The rest of the team I don't know about.
Have they improved their line at all?
I think maybe they got one guy. It's very, a lot of people are saying no. I have my good friend Madeline Burke, who I did the Nike commercial with Chris Paul. She is the Giants, like, beat person. Like, she does the pregame shows and stuff on MSG, and she's posting stuff every day about how great they're going to be. So she has me enthusiastic about it, but I don't really know. We had a tough year last year.
We tough two in a row, right?
We stopped watching football halfway through the season, didn't we?
Yeah, it was brutal. I'm all in on baseball. I'm all in on the Yankees and making a run to the World Series.
Yeah,
I can't even think about football, but I have to think about it somewhat if I'm going to pull the trigger and be in that pool that I'm in every year.
Right.
I guess I'll do it. I guess I'll do it. What the hell?
Well, I've been watching Hard Knocks, too, which is covering, like, they just do a week-to-week thing with the Raiders. And so that's kind of got me in at least, like, training camp. Like, do you remember? Did you have that, like, high school, like, double sessions kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That was like a whole
mode. No, it's exciting.
It's fun.
Yeah, totally. You shift into a different mindset. I'm excited. What we should do when we get back to L.A. is we should go see some high school football. We have good high school football by us.
Yeah, that's right. What is it, Westlake, or what's the best one?
Notre Dame is really good.
Oh, yeah, Notre Dame, yeah. But
we should just try and do it when we happen to be home. I'm excited to be on the road right now, though. I'll tell you, I was getting a little buggy back there.
Yeah,
I found myself in a tiki bar on Saturday night.
Yeah, what was that? Like,
you're not on the road for a couple of weeks. You start to get bored. I'm like, what am I going to do?
One Saturday off, you turn into Jimmy Buffett.
it was like three in a row, I think. I don't even know. But I'm excited to be. It was nice. It was fun. I had a kick ass time with my friends, and it was good. But it was like, you know, okay, this is obviously a sign.
Yeah,
this is like it's a good way to wrap up the summer. I am excited for the end of the summer. There's too much pressure on it. Do you feel like you got everything you wanted out of the summer?
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing, is usually, at least for stand-up, is usually kind of laid back, and I was very busy, and, you know, last year I went to Iraq and China, and this year, you know, I've been in Alaska most, so it's kind of good to, like, get away, and so when I come back in September, it'll feel like almost like getting back to school kind of thing. Everybody on Facebook is posting the pictures of the kids going to school. It's like they're sending them to jail or something. They're just like standing in the door. Yeah. And first day of third grade. Do you still do that?
It's funny. Yeah. I didn't see that.
Do you still do that with your girls? Funny. You don't take pictures every first day of school and get them new backpacks?
We do. We take a picture outside of the house, and you know, they're so big now that it's become like they kind of mock the photo.
Well, they're driving now, right?
Yes, they're driving
now.
My daughter actually is just, that's why I was a little delayed today. I was dealing with insurance after my daughter's first fender bender in her car.
All right.
Which I'm just, you know, throwing big chunks of money at. So ridiculous.
We all,
when I was a lad, it took me a long time before I had to make a call to an insurance company about banging up my car.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was pretty dialed in. She's got to get her act together.
Well, it's Los Angeles too. Like, I mean, I was in a real small town, so if like there was an accident, everybody in the town knew about it that day. It was news.
It is insanely busy out there. And, you know, Kevin Hart just got in an accident.
Yeah.
And then Dana Gould and Bobcat Goldthwait, both those guys were together. They got in a car accident.
Yeah, I didn't want to mention that, but I feel like I was going to say this not that long ago, but I feel like that's our next level, is not using these regular Uber people anymore. It really feels like I don't know what to do. Maybe we walk. But
were they in an Uber accident?
Yeah, that was same. And you know what I thought about it? Do you remember we had like that crazy lady in Austin, Texas?
Mm-hmm.
That drove us.
I don't remember.
Oh, there was like, I mean, it was probably the worst Uber we've ever been in. Like, it was just a filthy old car, and the lady seemed like she was on some kind of, like, cough medication. And she was just, like, driving in a circle. And we were just kind of smiling you know, our way through it. But right. It was like, wow, that lady shouldn't have been driving, and she definitely shouldn't have been driving us. So, yeah, that was basically,
yeah, you know,
they were getting driven to the show by, you know, whatever, Uber, Lyft, and the guy didn't have, he had a suspended license, wasn't supposed to be driving, and yeah.
God. Yeah, I know. You know, I landed here in Chicago, and I'm looking at the Uber. Usually I arrange a car, which I really should do all the time, but I didn't do it, and I was just, I needed to grab a ride to the hotel, and it's kind of late at night, and I was like, you know what? For an extra $20, get the biggest car you can get. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be fancy, but get me a big black car. Get me a big SUV thing where if there is trouble, you know, we stand a chance. To pop into one of these Toyota Tercels, and you're right. There's so many people that are doing it, and it's, you know, stuff happens. You know, all these people who are just listed, they all end up in these, you know, weird circumstances. Not to say that if you drive a Toyota Tercel that you're a bad person, but if we're going to be in, I'm going to be in a strange town, I would rather risk, take my chances on something big, the biggest thing on the road that looks like a tank,
yeah,
than to be, you know what I mean? I mean, really,
yeah. That's what I started.
I got in a car a couple weeks ago going to the radio show, the Netflix radio show, and it was early in the morning, and this woman was pretty much out of her mind. She was talking all about that she has, like, the answers to the universe, and that she was speaking to Stephen Hawking through her mind, and I was like, I'm not going to make it to the radio show.
Right. Early in the morning, you're dealing with either people that have been up all night or who on earth is still up at 5 in the morning, you know? It's just...
That was the first question I asked. I said, are you beginning your day or are you ending your day? And she said, well, I just sleep 2 hours at a time.
Oh, God. Maybe you should.
So her day never ends.
it's kind of
crazy.
I don't know if this happened to you. My original thing of renting cars, even though, you know, even as, you know, featuring at the clubs and stuff and not making that much money, was the whole thing of, you know, how you do radio in the morning and they make the, you know, the 25-year-old bar back or manager pick you up. And he's still, like, drunk or hungover, and he's driving it to the radio at 5 in the morning. That was the first thing that I wanted to avoid. I'd always be like, oh, no, you don't have to come get me. You're good. I'll drive myself.
Yeah.
Just give me the address. Because I think I even heard there was some comedian that – didn't that happen a couple times that, like, some club manager or whatever – it's not, like – not managers are bad, but just like, you know, somebody who just works for the club has to end up driving the comic to radio and they get in an accident or something, you know?
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, look, you know, it's more risky than being on the plane flying through the sky is when you land in this new city and got to find your way there on the ground in these, you know, the self-driving cars can't come fast enough, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, we're also burying the lead, Tom. I don't know if you remember. We haven't talked to the podcast people since our little our decision to text your friend.
Oh, yeah. Well, why don't you take it?
Well, I mean, we first started talking and we talked about how the Yankees were in town and it was a weekend that we had off. And they were playing the Dodgers, and it was completely sold out. And even the tickets that
couldn't get a ticket.
Nope. And we were like, do we know anybody? Because you do know someone from the Yankees, and my friend helped us with some stuff for the Legends games, but we'd never gone to, like, a Yankee game in L.A. And so you remembered that you did a show for Joe Torre. And
the legendary.
And you had texted him before. You never told me this. I didn't know you guys were
They texted.
Like, hey, what you doing, Joe? I didn't know you guys were like that.
Well, you know, I'm a big Yankee fan, and, you know, they know how important we are. Well, that's how they got in touch with me to do this show for his charity, Safe at Home, which is this great charity about domestic abuse. And in this one crazy day, I ended up on the phone with Joe Torre and Bob Costas, and went up to and did a show for them in L.A. And it was pretty amazing to be with these, you know, these guys that you've watched your whole life, and now you get to do a show for them, and not only that, get voicemail messages from them, which was just so hilarious.
Right.
And he said, you know, if there's ever anything I can do for you in the baseball world, just let me know. So we decided, well, this seems the Yankees versus the Dodgers, a World Series preview, perhaps, Friday night. Fireworks show. This is
our weekend off.
A weekend off. Let's give it a shot. And the great Joe Torre gave us four sweet, sweet tickets behind home plate.
Yeah, it was amazing. And you.
It was amazing.
So what did he? Because we formulated the text, the outgoing text on the show, and then
right.
We got a lot of messages saying, what did he write back after we posted a picture of the us at the game from people? Or they said the text worked.
He just texted back, I was happy I could do it. So now, you know, look, if it comes down to the World Series, we're probably not going.
We could be ushers.
Yeah, we've used our shot. Until I do another show, we're probably done.
but it was totally
worth it. I an amazing game, and the Yankees kicked ass, and knowing that we were baseball royalty for the night, and then four grown men sat there, my buddy Steve from next door. And my good pal Joe from the Netflix radio show. And the four of us watched fireworks at the end of the show like we were on prom night.
But it was like relaxing, though. It was cool. They let all these people like go on into the outfield at Dodger Stadium. And it's like, you know, perfect, like 76, yeah. Just a beautiful night. And you're just kind of like sitting there in the stadium watching fireworks in Los Angeles. If the 10-year-old
that you was
in New Jersey knew that, you would kick yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. That to me was like the perfect summer moment. That was like, okay, this was a good summer. We're sitting there, there's fireworks going off. We just saw the Yankees kick butt. We ate a whole bunch of hot dogs and popcorn and sitting there like kids, and the night, like you said, was just, the weather was absolutely perfect, and there's palm trees in the outfield, and it was like, all right, we did it. We can wrap this up and start moving into apple and pumpkin time. We accomplished all we possibly could in this summer. But that being said, LA right now is about 100 degrees and hot and humid, and everybody's cranky back there.
So you just wanted to get out for a week.
Well, summer just keeps on rolling in L.A. in a very real way. I was thinking about that the other day. It was like, you know, for all of the New York is great and other parts of the country are fun and you get to see the seasons and all the rest of it, there is something pretty cool as I've been walking out at 11 o'clock at night with no shoes on out of the front of the house to put the garbage out. And it's like you pretty much walk barefoot all year round out there, and that ain't so bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And you're in a real town right now. You're in like
The
Midwest on a regular work week. Do you have to go to an office every day? Don't you feel like a real person?
I do. I went to an office today. I was in the NPR offices, the Wait, don't tell me offices, and I have a beautiful view of the park, like the Millennial Park right there, where they have all that cool artwork, and I'm sitting in Peter Sagal's office, and I'm doing a little writing. And but if someone asked me, "Do you work in an office?" You ever, you know, and I'm like, "Nope, I'm just pretending that I know what I'm doing." I'm like the inappropriate guy in the office, like walking around and asking for snacks and. And, yeah, it's not really my environment. But tomorrow we should get into a little bit more of the writing, which will be fun. Today was just kind of like writing some intro stuff and that kind of stuff. And, yeah, I have like this, I have a moment when we're done here. I have a moment of go and get some good food while I'm here. This is nice. The problem when you come to the really good towns is it's all about the food and the drink. And it's like, as much as you want to, and it's radio. And it's not like I have to look good on camera when we shoot on there. I could be pretty puffy. So I got to decide if I'm going to go Italian or if I'm going to go, there's a good steakhouse down the street. Or, you know, you could always go for the, deep dish pizza. But I'm thinking no, and not because it's cliche, but just because I don't know if I need a big doughy cheese tonight.
No, you got to go.
I feel like
you have a steak with Buddy Guy at some like dive bar or I don't know.
Yeah.
Got to do everything Chicago.
Yeah, an old blues club. I know. You know, you got to kind of kick yourself and get out of your hotel room and stop raiding the mini bar and just go get some real food.
Yeah, but it becomes like a whole night, like just finding the thing and then eating and then and then you don't want to go back.
I know,
back.
But that's a thing. Yeah, and you don't want to, yeah, and you don't want to go that far. It's all, you know, cranky guy stuff, but I will do something. I will have a good glass of wine and I will have a solid meal. And also, I've been working like crazy on the book. I'm almost at the end.
Oh wow.
I'm getting close, which is a huge thing. That is a bear that's been riding on my head since I don't know, since the spring is when it really started to heat up, and it's not great yet, but I've got something I can work with, which is very, very encouraging.
That's great.
Yeah, that'll be huge. So all I'm doing when I'm like tonight when I go to the restaurant, I will bring my book with me and just constantly go through it and go through it and go through it.
Yeah, that's isn't it for the first draft? I think it was Steve Martin that said you have to suspend your disbelief that this isn't, because obviously you know the first draft is going to be bad, but you have to believe that you're writing a masterpiece even in the beginning, right?
Yeah. But it's amazing how many things go through your head while you're doing it. You literally are like, this stinks. Keep going. This is pretty great. No, it's not. Just keep going. Just keep going is the only thing that makes sense. You just got to get to the end, and then you have something that you can kind of go back and start working on.
And just be glad you're doing now. Yeah. Like, imagine if you were, like, I just started reading the Willie Nelson book, and he's starting this, you know, he's 82 when he's writing this, and he's going back to like 6 years old. So it's like, where do you even, like, even for him, it was like, wow, we really have to go way back to start this.
No, he's back to the 1800s. I was just reading something about a famous comedian's book and how they had a ghostwriter with them. And I was like, oh, man, could you imagine like a whole nother person who writes for like a major magazine, like doing all the lifting. I mean, that's, you know, I have no desire to do it, but man, talk about a piece of cake.
Oh yeah. I have two friends that do that for a living. And,
really?
Yeah. The one is pretty, the Anthony Boza, he's the one that does like, he did Artie Lang's books and like Eminem and Tommy Lee and all, anybody who's like a kind of crazy rock star, he kind of like, you know, for those people, they'll just tell you stories and you just have to write them all down basically. Cause those
I guess anytime you look at a book in a bookstore and think, Wow, they wrote a book? And the answer is no, they didn't. They're just really famous, and they got their face on a book, and then someone else did the actual writing.
Right.
But I mean, you know, look, if you want to read Tommy Lee's stories, that's pretty great. You know, as long as they're transcribing the stories the right way and you're still getting the gist of it, who cares if he actually wrote it? But for comedians, that's a little different. I feel like we are people that deal in words, and then to like farm that out as a comic,
most of us.
Steve Martin's book was great because Steve Martin wrote it.
Yeah, and Norm Macdonald and all these guys are, you know, there's people that are very good writers, Jim Gaffigan, and then there's people that started doing stand-up because they didn't want to write stuff down.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, well, I'm glad we got this in. I'm sorry we have to cut it a little short, but if we don't, Paul gets caught up in the slow internet of Alaska and won't be able to merge our files together and send it out to your beautiful ears out there.
Well, there's still people that don't believe us that we're not in the same room right now. They think we're just, like, it's like a joke that we're saying that I'm in Alaska just to be, different. So.
Yeah, I know. We should change the name from Come to Papa to Go to Paul in Alaska.
Live from here. No, what you're out in America. That's what it should be, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, we hope everybody's doing well. Enjoy the change of the seasons. Enjoy that you have an opportunity now to strap on some cooler clothes and put on some boots and embrace what's coming, which will be a cool fall. Enjoy some football this weekend, even if you don't like football. Enjoy that you're able to eat some horrible food on a Sunday and not make plans and stay in your house and enjoy your life. And if you got baseball, you still got that rocking along. If you're back in school, kick some butt and do your work. And other than that, enjoy your life.